Hello and welcome to the Emerald Hub podcast number 3. This week my special guest is Harriet Kroon from Amsterdam. Harriet was the mother, or rather is the mother, of the Divine Plan Healing System and the principal of the Divine Plan Healing School.
I'm here.
So great to have you on, Harriet. I've got a million and one questions to ask about the Divine Plan Healing System and the Divine Plan Healing School. As far as I can gather, I know because I've had some experience with it. I've done a lot of self-healings with the healing system, and I've had some amazing results, which we can go into later. The healing system was founded, was it around 4 years ago or something?
Yeah, it was received in October 2013, about 4 years ago now. Yeah.
There's a bit of a handover, wasn't there? Because an elder in the Emerald Heart School called Lynn Shaw, the healing system was originally given to her, and
it was given to Lynn Shaw originally on the 22nd of October in 2013. Lynn Shaw lives in New York, and she works with it for about a year, and then she found that she had a new life task, and she handed the Divine Plan Healing System over to me. So that was quite a shock in the beginning. I had to get used to the idea to become the mother of the Divine Plan Healing System. But I've worked with it now for almost 3 years now. And it's amazing. I really love the work, and I love bringing it into the world.
Through my experience, it's a very hands-on and hands-off healing system. I wonder if you can kind of briefly describe for the listeners it, kind of capsule review on how the system works.
Yeah, well, Divine Plan Healing is I don't know what you mean with hands-on. From my perspective, it's not a hands-on healing system at all, like Reiki. It is hands-off, rather. As a Divine Plan Healer, you initiate the healing, which is then done by the Emerald Heart Light. It is the Emerald Heart Light that gives the healing, and the Divine Plan Healer is the witness of the healing. So the Divine Plan Healer receives, to become a healer, you receive an attunement, as you know, so you can work with the Emerald Heart Light, and you can invite it to give healings. And in that way, it's a lot more powerful and direct and effective than when a human being gives a healing, because it's directly from the source. It's given directly from the source. So we as human beings are not in between, and we don't need to translate any healing suggestions that come from the source. So it's very, very powerful.
Right.
And gentle at the same time.
Sure. What was that term you used, that you're not actually healing, but you're a facilitator of the healing? What was the term you used again to explain to the listeners?
The witness. You are the witness of the healing taking place.
So you would say that the healer who uses the Divine Plan Healing System would allow their consciousness to help the person getting healed. Because there's no hands-on, is there? There's no physically hands-on.
Not at all. No. You don't touch the client at all. No. Or yourself, in case of self-healings. You don't touch yourself at all.
Right. What I actually find amazing about this is there's no need to clean the room afterwards or clean the work area. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there's no risk of any kind of unpleasant things occurring like there is in a lot of hands-on healing. I think that's a real bonus.
Yeah, that's true. There are many differences between, for example, Reiki and the Divine Plan Healing System. And one of them is that you really don't have to cleanse the room, to cleanse the space, or wash your hands. I am a Reiki master as well. So, yeah, from that experience, I can tell that the differences are huge. Yeah. Mm. And I think that the biggest and the most important difference is that with Divine Plan Healing, we use the Divine Love Essence. And so after the so you get more than just a healing session. You also receive an essence bottle, and from that essence bottle, you take 3 times a day, 3 drops. And by doing so, you deepen and also prolong your healing for 6 weeks. So you enter a transformational process rather than just receiving a healing. You really transform what you want to transform, what the target is of your healing. So let's say you want to become more peaceful, or you want to have clarity on a certain issue, or you want to get rid of a negative belief. We have really, really good results with that, because you deepen that healing target, you deepen the healing every day, and you prolong the healing every day for 6 weeks because of taking that essence. And we have amazing results with that, and that's a big difference with other healing modalities, this essence.
That's one of the things that people don't obviously realize, is it? Because say, for example, with a Reiki session, you go there and you get kind of on-the-spot healing, and there may be a little bit of kind of continuation of that, and things may shift there. But to get that period of time, the transformation, that's very unique, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So that's definitely a plus point. Let me share a little bit with my experiences with the Divine Plan, because
yes, please. Yeah,
when I first was introduced to it, when it first started, I was a little bit intimidated as a man with a pink heart and everything, you know. It kind of to me, I thought, okay, this was a bit light, and it's one for the women. So I became I tried it once or twice on myself, self-healing, and in fact the results were phenomenal, you know. And from that time, I think initially in the first year or so, I was probably giving myself at least 3 self-healings a week. I think in the first few weeks it was every day, and so there is a process. There's the 7 steps. That I'm sure you'll mention kind of briefly a bit later. But so initially, again, you think 7 steps, yeah, and you think this is going to be really complicated, and okay, maybe the first time you do it, it is a bit kind of confusing. But once you've practiced it like a couple of times, it's like driving a car, you know, it just flows. And after just working on some kind of physical and emotional issues, because the good thing about it, when you're self-healing, you can select what you feel you want to heal, can't you? And what I found, I don't know if anyone else has found this, but you can not only heal physically and mentally, but you can also heal situations and kind of release relationships and heal relationships, you know, for the highest good. And and then you take it a step further. I found that you could kind of co-create and kind of manifest situations. For example, I think one thing springs to mind when I was working with it. I needed a part-time job. I thought, a part-time job, yeah, and I was outside a relationship, so I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a part-time job? That would suit my hours perfectly, because I've got a young daughter and there's kind of school times and holidays and things like that to think about. And so then I thought, no, I think also a girlfriend as well, because I was in between relationships. And so I did this healing, and kind of lo and behold, in the space of probably a month, I had both a part-time job which gave me a car and a girlfriend. So if I, yeah, those 3 things I wanted, you know, but I didn't mention the car.
Yeah.
And those 3 things fell into place within a month.
Yeah, so, I remember that.
So I put that down, and I'm a person who can actually say, kind of without question, that it works.
And you still have the job and the girl.
Well,
and
job,
the car, probably.
Yeah. The job and the car, the contract ended at the end of May. So that had run its course, but that was kind of 2.5 years or so. So it was great while it was there. So now on to the next creation. But that's from that's how I was kind of experimenting with it. And I think people who knew me said that I changed a lot with the healings, you know, with the regular healings. But it's so much more than that as well, isn't it, Harriet? I saw recently you sent out something that's going to be released, and it's, I think to say a revamp's not really accurate, but it's a new impetus or a new impulse that's coming through the Divine Plan Healing School now, and it's very much a theme to support the feminine and to heal feminine wounds. I wonder if you could kind of talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to share, because very recently the true source of the Divine Plan Healing System, where it came from, wants to come through more and more, and she wants her name to be mentioned, so people who are called by her name will know that the Divine Plan Healing System can help them. And the name of the source is Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was the one who gave the Divine Plan Healing System to Lynn Shaw with the help of her partner Jesus. And Mary Magdalene knows more than anybody else, understands women more than anybody else. Jesus chose her to walk by his side, and he treated her as completely equal to himself. And but his other disciples didn't really like it, because she was only a woman. And so to stand at his side in that time of history wasn't really an easy thing. So she went through lots of things, and so she really understands women who feel insecure, who have difficulties with stepping into their power, who make themselves smaller than they are, might be ashamed or feel uncertain about the body, have difficulties grounding, being on earth, find it difficult to set boundaries. All these issues that a lot of women struggle with are actually feminine issues. And Mary Magdalene gave the Divine Plan Healing System to overcome these issues, to help women to step into their power, into their blueprint, and on their own individual path. And this is what the Divine Plan Healing System was really given for. And so, from now onwards, I am going to promote the Divine Plan Healing System as the healing system for women, as I'm being asked by Mary Magdalene to do so. Because,
strangely enough, I thought that things would actually morph into that, actually, because knowing you and knowing what you stand for, you know, the rise of the divine feminine now, you know, it's the time for it to be here, and I know that the feminine has really been kind of put asunder for thousands of years, so this seems to be a great way of starting to readdress it.
Yeah, so the divine feminine is rising and awakening in all of us men and women alike. And the light is working very hard to help us identify and connect with our own powerful feminine side. And it has been neglected and suppressed for so many centuries that it has become very normal for us to not acknowledge our feminine side. Most human beings live in a very masculine way. And our femininity, our sacred femininity, and our softness, that our yin side, so to say, is not addressed enough in our lives. And the universe wants to bring balance back to Earth, and that can only be done by bringing the feminine energies, giving them more space, but bringing them more alive in human beings. And the Divine Plan Healing System can help with that.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. So there's kind of going to be a rebranding or a like another rollout or something?
No, the name will still stay the same, the Divine Plan Healing System. But it will have a subtitle, so to say, The Healing System for Women. I would like to explain the name, the Divine Plan, because I got a channeling from Mary Magdalene, and which I would like to read. It's a short channeling, but if you're okay, I would like to read it out fully, and that explains the name Divine Plan. Can I?
Sure, please do.
Here, she came through at the beginning of December in 2016, and she spoke these following words. Mary Magdalene fully embodied her body. Mary Magdalene fully embodied her femininity. Mary Magdalene fully embodied her womb. Mary Magdalene fully embodied her sensuality. Mary Magdalene fully embodied her sexuality. Mary Magdalene was fully connected with Mother Earth. And this is exactly what she wants to help women with. She wants to help women to fully embody their body. She wants to help women to fully embody their femininity. She wants to help women to fully embody their womb. She wants to help women to fully embody their sensuality. She wants to help women to fully embody their sexuality. And she wants to help women to fully connect with Mother Earth. This is the universal divine plan. And this is why our healing system is called the Divine Plan. These were the words that were given. She was speaking about herself. And, well, now we understand the full meaning of Divine Plan. In the beginning, I thought, well, I was given some years ago, I was given the words, the divine plan is to help people to step into their blueprint, onto their path, and into their power in their own individual divine plan, so to say, your own plan that you came to Earth with, your own life mission. And that was my understanding at that time. But now that this channeling has come through, we understand that the universal divine plan is much bigger. And that is what the Divine Plan Healing System refers to.
So how can someone who feels that they have issues that, you know, if they're drawn to you, they feel they've got feminine kind of issues that they need to address, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of whatever it is, you know. I'm sure it's I'm sure women will see you and hear your words and kind of be drawn to it. How would they be able to get in contact with you, and what do you offer? Do you offer courses and kind of healing sessions? Or?
Yeah, people can experience the Divine Plan in several ways. You can get a personal Divine Plan healing with a talk or an intake from me, and also a review after 4 weeks. That's all included. You can have a Divine Plan healing every Sunday evening, a distant healing. That's at 8 o'clock your local time all over the world. You can do a Divine Plan healing training to become a Divine Plan healer for giving self-healings and or healings to others as well. And these trainings, it's a one-day course. It's a one-day workshop in which you get the attunement. People can travel to Amsterdam if they like. It's a nice place to be. But I also offer the training online. So what I do regularly is to train people in all kinds of countries all over the world, really, via Skype or Zoom, online video. So it's all live. We see each other. And, yeah, I give all the information they need. We also do the attunement via Skype. And, yeah, people have amazing effects and experiences. So, yeah, I know from experience that it works, giving attunements from a distance.
That's brand new, isn't it? Because it's quite common to actually be in the room or have someone lay hands on you for the attunement. But it's kind of very unusual to have it at a distance, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's true. I never thought about it. It just happened that people from all over the world contacted me to get trained, and I just did it. For me, I knew it would work, and the experience is that it does work, and people are very happy. They don't need to travel. They don't have the travel expenses. They don't lose time traveling. And people who like, they come to visit Amsterdam and stay here for a weekend or something. I'm happy to do the training in weekends. I don't need to do it on weekdays. I don't mind, really. We always set up a date together, what suits us all. Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What kind of issues would be normally dealt with?
Yeah, that's a good question, yeah. Well, people can have issues on all kinds of levels, the physical level, the emotional level, the mental level, the energetic level, or the spiritual level. So issues can be on all levels, but if you talk specifically about the women's pain, women's woundings, then it can be that people have issues around sexuality, or insecurity, unworthiness, the relationship with the mother, maybe there are problems. And what you can do is address those issues in a divine plan healing, either as a healer yourself, so you give yourself self-healings on those issues, or you take healings, you take divine plan healings from me, or from any other divine plan healer. You're a divine plan healer and a teacher as well, so they can contact you as well, Ian. Let's not forget you. Based in Sweden, Stockholm.
I'm thinking you've just hit this wave right now, because if you think the past 2,000 years of the suppression of the feminine, and you know, there's so much that needs to be unraveled and kind of revealed and identified. I think the divine plan healing system is kind of set at this exact kind of moment in time for a specific reason, don't you? You know, it's to, and it's here because things have moved on the planet, which is very optimistic. You know, we're slowly stepping out of this deeply entrenched patriarchal society around the world, and things are becoming finer, and we're going through this amazing evolutionary process, even though some people wouldn't admit it. So I think the divine plan healing system is placed uniquely at the forefront of this now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it's all in divine order.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking of a woman that came to me the other week. She had experienced sexual abuse. And she saw my flyer in a supermarket, and she saw the pink heart, the logo of the Divine Plan Healing System. And she was hit by it in the heart, and she suddenly knew, I have to go to Harriet to see Harriet, and I need to have a Divine Plan Healing. So I gave her a healing for the trauma. And a month later we spoke, and she said she went through amazing shifts, and she went very deep. She went to the space in herself where she found that she didn't want to live anymore. But with the help of the Emerald Heart Light, that shifted completely in her. So her negative beliefs about herself and her unworthiness, that part of her was really shifting in her. And she was so incredibly grateful. She could see so many patterns in her life, and she was just full of joy again. And well, I'm not saying that her traumas have completely gone, but something tremendously basic, fundamental, changed in her just by one divine plan healing. And I must say, she took her essence every day. It's important to be serious with the essence, to take the essence 3 times a day, because then you really deepen and prolong your healing. And she did that. And when you do that, you can have a fantastic effect. So that's an example of what it can do for women.
That's amazing. And I know that people travel a long way to see you as well, don't they? They come from other countries and other continents. They're kind of struck by the message, and that there's some kind of inner calling, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But with the essence, because we're familiar with essences, but it's a high vibrational essence. It's like spiritual light in a bottle, and it's much the same as the batch essences, isn't it? But works on a different level. Yeah, just so people can kind of be aware of what the bottle looks like and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it looks like, really. But the contents is completely different. It's from a completely different vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that I've been taking the Divine Love Essence since every day since, I think, 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only one I've been taking kind of every day.
Really? And I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because I'm doing so many healings that you got to allow kind of like 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm finding I need to like continually use the essence all the time. So it's been
so
about...
So you're the walking divine love.
That's it. Yeah, it's been kind of close to 4 years.
Wow, Ian, that's great. Good to know.
I'll take it in the bath as well.
That's why you look so pink today.
That's suntan. So, have you got websites and things that people can refer to?
Yeah. I've got a great website, if I may say so. It's online since a year. It's called www.divineplanhealingschool.org. And it's in Dutch, my language. It's in English. And it's currently being translated into German. And I expect it. The German website to be online in a few months. Yeah. And there is a calendar with events and which needs to be updated, I think, but you find the Sunday evening healings there and information about the trainings, information about the history. There's a web shop with Divine Plant jewelry even.
Wow.
And so it's a very nice website, if I may say so. Yeah.
So that is, as they say, divineplanhealingschool.org.
And okay. It's Divine Plan Healing. Some people say Divine Healing Plan. Just to be clear, it's Divine Plan Healing.
Divineplanhealingschool.org. Wow. So there's a number, you started the school some years back, didn't you? The Divine Plan Healing School. And now you have a number of practitioners who are training and... doing the work, and it seems quite promising, isn't it? I see this as just being the cusp. You know, you're just at the very start of the growth curve here.
Yeah, well, the school only started a year ago. I was my guidance gave me the hint to start the Divine Plan School, so it's really new. I was training people before, but the name Divine Plan Healing School actually came when I was opening a Facebook page for the Divine Plan. And I was thinking, oh, what will I call this page? And I was typing Divine Plan Healing. And then suddenly my guidance gave the name, the word school. And while I was creating that page, I had to decide on the spot whether to go with that guidance or not. So I did so. And suddenly I had a Facebook page called the Divine Plan Healing School. And I was a bit in shock about that, but after a few nights I decided, yeah, this feels good, and I probably need to make that step. So I went to the Chamber of Commerce here in Amsterdam and created the Divine Plan Healing School there as well. And and then within a few months I had the Divine Plan Healing School website. And so it's reaching people all over the world, really.
Wow, that's amazing. So basically, on a wrap-up, we would say that the Divine Plan healing system is now moving into the area of kind of predominantly women and kind of women's issues, kind of much needed at this time. And but it's also for men too, if it resonates with men, then men, because... like in all reality, men have been women and women have been men, haven't they? You know, if you go into the incarnational side of it, we've all been men and women, so we would all carry these wounds. But if men are drawn to it, you would also work with them as well.
Yeah, I do so. I really do. Mm. Yeah. And yeah. Men are very welcome because, men also can struggle with their feminine side or with the rise of the feminine within themselves. And maybe they feel all kinds of feminine issues from former lifetimes when they were a woman or from their ancestral feminine line. And maybe they don't even recognize them as feminine issues, but they're very welcome. And also men can work on other issues. They don't have to work on feminine issues with the divine plan. The divine plan can be used for any issue.
They can get a part-time job and a car and a girlfriend.
Yeah, like you did, yeah.
So I've got to say thanks for coming on, Harriet, because I respect your message, and it's a really powerful healing system. And it's as I say, it's kind of positioned right at the right time to unlock these issues. So both women and men, if they're interested in the Divine Plan, if it calls to them, check out the divineplanhealingschool.org. There you'll see the work of Harriet Croon and the Divine Plan Healing School. And see what you think.
Yeah, we've got loads of testimonials there and also reviews on the Facebook page. So if people want to see, read experiences from others, I mean, there's plenty there.
And I think the testimonials are very powerful, aren't they? They're the things that kind of I found that can really sell something when you see the results from real people. Yeah. So, Harriet, it's kind of reached the end of the show now. So a great big thank you for coming on and sharing your information. And
thank you for inviting me, Ian.
And I'd love to catch up soon to find any future developments and what's going on. So please feel free to come back whenever you wish.
Thank you.
And so that's Harriet Croon. And again, the divineplanhealingschool.org. Thanks very much, Harriet.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, see ya. Thank you for listening, and see you next time. Bye.